"I went to sleep," she gasped, amazed she could have done such a thing.
"It's all right. You didn't miss anything."
"No?" she asked, wiggling her hips against his to stroke his body with hers.
He laughed. "Well, okay, you did miss a few things."
Grace leaned up to look down at him. She dragged her finger along the stubble on his cheek. As she traced his lips, he nipped her finger with his teeth. Suddenly, he sat up beneath her, holding her in his lap.
"Oh, nice," she said as she wrapped her legs about his waist.
"Uh-huh," he agreed as he rocked his hips against hers. Lowering his head, he took her breast into his mouth. His tongue toyed with her taut nipple, circling it in a torturous pattern before he blew one long, hot breath across it. She shivered. He moved to her other breast. Grace cupped his head to her, delighting in his touch, until she saw that the sky was lightening.
"Julian," she breathed, "it's almost dawn."
"I know," he said, laying her back on the bed.
She looked up at him as he held himself above her and continued to thrust his hips against hers. Julian stared at her in wonderment, the feel of her warmth, her love. She had reached him in ways he'd never thought possible, and she had touched him where he had never been touched before, deep within his heart. Suddenly, he wanted more. Desperate for her, he rocked his hips against hers. He had to have more of her. Grace wrapped her arms around him and buried her face in his shoulder as he quickened his thrusts. Harder and faster he went, until she was breathless from the frantic pace. Again, sweat covered them both. She ran her tongue over his neck, delighting in the hiss he let out. Still, he filled her over and over until she couldn't stand it. She sank her teeth into his shoulder as her release came fast and furious. He didn't slow down as she lay back. Reaching up, she cupped his face in her hands and watched his pleasure. Julian bit his lower lip and moved faster, driving her pleasure on, even deeper than it had been before. And just as the first rays of sunlight shone through the window, she heard Julian growl low in his throat as he closed his eyes. With one hard, deep thrust, she felt him shudder all around her as he spilled his release within her. Julian couldn't breathe as his head swam in pure, unadulterated bliss. He shook from the force of his orgasm. His entire body ached, and yet he'd never known such pleasure. He was weak from the night, weak from her touch. And the curse was over. He lifted his head to see Grace smiling up at him.
"Is it done?" she asked.
Before he could answer, he felt a tremendous burning on his arm. Hissing, he pulled back from her and covered the burn with his other hand.
"What is it?"
Grace asked as he withdrew from her. She watched, stunned, as an orange glow encompassed his arm. When he let go, the ancient Greek words were gone.
"It's over," she breathed. "We did it."
The smile faded from his face.
"No," Julian said, trailing his fingers along her cheek. "You did it."